Hey guys, so a few weeks ago I got the opportunity to volunteer at a robotics competition with the first organization. I got to talk to two people. One was a volunteer, her name was Peggy, and the other one was a little boy named Isaiah, and he was actually competing with his robot. So we're gonna hear a little bit from them and enjoy. Hey guys, I'm with Isaiah today at the robotics competition. He's 13 years old and he is in middle school. So my first question for you is, how long have you been doing robotics?
About 4 years.
4 years?
What is your goal for your robot today?
To pick up all the round particles because our grabber cannot pick up the squares.
So how is your robot picking up the little pieces?
We got inspired by what tennis players use to pick up their tennis balls. They just slam it on the floor and they get the tennis ball. That's our idea for our grabber.
Do you have a different goal for next year or your next competition?
Yes, our other goal would to be pick up the cubes too, as well as the balls. Mm-hmm.
And does your robot have a name?
Our name is Thor.
Thor? That's super cool. All right, well, thank you so much for your time, Isaiah. I had really a lot of fun interviewing you.
Any
last words?
No.
All right, thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by Blissdex. Blissdex offers a full range of lip care products that meet the diverse needs of lip care users around the world.
All right, I'm here with Miss Peggy, and we're going to ask her a few questions. She is a referee today at the robotics competition. So what made you start volunteering?
I was volunteering as a coach, as a teacher at Incarnate Word High School, and so I volunteered in a variety of positions with that, but I'm no longer coaching, so now we're helping out several leagues as volunteering.
How have the competitions over the years changed?
The equipment significantly has changed from the NXT, which is what the little Legos used to use, to the cell phones, and to all of the electronics has changed 3 times in the 7 years that I've been here. So, and it's gotten more and more modernized and a more difficulty level in the programming also.
Did you ever have a favorite robot you worked with?
Course, because I coached Incarnate Word High School for 7 years, and I had 2 teams, and so they were always my favorites.
All right, well, thank you so much for your time. Once again, I want to thank Isaiah and Peggy for their time. I had a really good time spending my Saturday afternoon at the robot competition, and hopefully I get the same chance to do it again one day.